We've got several people we need to educate. We need to educate the person who's going about their normal day duties, if they're working in a garden or possibly going deer hunting or mushroom hunting or going to the state park or going to a park, to take measures to protect themselves against lime by treating their clothing and treating their skin with repellents. We also have to educate those who are bitten with a tick, those who have Lyme. How do they distinguish what the symptoms of Lyme disease are and some of the different care programs available? And then also the medical professionals, from nurses to doctors to PAs, everyone within that medical profession, of what the symptoms of Lyme disease look like. And, you know, here in Illinois, we've been doing, or the University of Illinois has been doing quite a bit of what we call tick drags, where they go out and collect ticks. And based upon the ticks they've collected so far within Illinois, 41% of those ticks have come back positive with Lyme disease bacteria. So, you know, it is something that we're trying to educate the medical field. If someone has a symptom that they just can't put in that box, that they look outside that box to possibly be symptoms of Lyme. So it is real. It is here in Illinois. Illinois Department of Public Health has a map of each of the Illinois counties within this map of Illinois. It's called the Illinois Tick Surveillance Map, and you can scroll over your own individual county and see how many ticks have been collected within your county and determine how many of those, and see how many of those ticks were tested positive for a bacteria, Lyme bacteria, so that you're better aware of what's going on within your county, too, in regard to Lyme disease.